Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Alice joining us on the telephone line. So coming out this week is a movie called I Still Believe. And this is made by the folks that did I Can Only Imagine a couple of years back. That was just a huge hit, and especially, of course, in this area because of the connection to Greenville, but with Mercy Me. But this again is a faith oriented movie. I still believe, and I imagine it'll be very popular again, especially in this area.
I think so. Bart Millard is actually the executive producer of this, and the star, the real Jeremy Camp, is touring with Mercy Me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's big connections there.
I see. So this is about the Christian music star Jeremy Camp, kind of a true story based on his life?
Right, and it's played by a fellow who I had no idea was from New Zealand, but KJ Apa, who also does his own singing, and he's playing the Jeremy Camp as a college student originally, who meets this woman, and it's their story. He becomes a music star really while they are dating, and then they are married, and it's a very sad story but also inspiring and mm-hmm. uplifting.
Mm-hmm. I see that Gary Sinise is in this, and Shania Twain.
Yes, Shania Twain. I didn't even recognize her. I didn't realize that's her. I just read that she made $29 million last year, and I didn't even know she was still working.
I think she's had a little bit of a comeback, yeah, but how you didn't recognize her?
No, she just looked out of place. I don't know why. She looks different. She's slightly heavier than I remember her being.
Well, aren't we all?
Yes, I guess that's true. And her, the male character, Gary Sinise, is a pastor and plays the father of Jeremy Camp.
I see. And Shania Twain does not perform then in the movie.
No.
I see.
No.
I see. Well, this is written and directed by John Irwin, who again was behind I Can Only Imagine. And one of the reviews says, Irwin is careful to show that God is faithful even when he says no. In a prosperity gospel culture, that's a theme worthy of any filmmaker. So that was one of the comments on the movie.
Well, yes, that seems to be also the case, that there probably is a lot of this. They had to go over it so quickly. The story is so complicated, and they had to run things together. But it does have a very strong Christian message.
Mm-hmm. There's a handful of reviews that I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, all positive. But
yeah,
those are
early ones. Yeah. I don't think it'll end up with such a
right.
high mark.
But you know what? So. Reviews probably not going to make a heck of a lot of difference with this movie.
I don't think so either.
Built-in audience there. And that'll be in the theaters this weekend, I'm sure, local theaters?
I think so. Yes, I believe it will be.
All right. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, again, as we usually do, Alice, we turn 180 degrees.
Right. Oh,
and the second movie is The Hunt. And this has been tremendously controversial and was held back last fall and is now coming out. It's about, if I can accurately describe it, about powerful, influential people hunting and killing other people, basically for political reasons.
Yes, that's what it supposedly is about. It's kind of hard to get their message exactly what is what and who is on which side. Actually, everyone comes across as not so great, the political sides, or it doesn't really. What I thought when I'd read about it, that it was going to favor one side over another, but it is satiric, and if you can think that about something that's this bloody. It's loosely based on the old story called The Most Dangerous Game, which is about a man who's being hunted by men. And they turn it into one of those gross-out comedies with lots and lots of blood. And the wonderful thing about the movie, the highlight of everything, is this Betty Gilpin, who is the Crystal. She is one of the hunted who turns on the hunters and is just phenomenal. So, and also in the movie is a double Oscar winner, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, that was
kind of classes it up somewhat.
I see. That was the one name that I recognized. So this is considered a comedy?
Very dark.
Very dark comedy.
The audience died laughing.
Really? Well, it's going to attract a certain audience, and I guess that particular audience will see the humor. In the poster, Alice, there's a poster. It says it is the most talked about movie of the year that no one has actually seen. And some of the pull quotes on the poster are exploitative, demented and evil, dangerous and sick.
Exactly. All those are correct. Right.
And you would agree with
I would agree with all of that. Yes.
Well, you know, it takes all kinds, I guess. But,
but it was hard to watch, difficult.
Yeah, I didn't about going back to I Still Believe. You enjoyed it?
Yes, I did. They did a very strong presentation of who this man was. I wasn't familiar with him,
right,
although he's won 5 Dove Awards.
Sure.
And I think they did a very, very good job with
good,
him.
Good, good, good. All right, so you got a wide range of choices there this weekend with I Still Believe and The Hunt. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner Movie Reviewer, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.